This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. In a continuing effort to try to provide the best information here on the Good Day Health Show that I can, I try to keep up and present various topics, subjects, that are suggested to me by patients of my clinic in Salt Lake City. And so they'll listen, a lot of them listen to the Doug Steffen show every day. And when the Good Day Health Show part that I'm involved with plays, they'll listen to what I have to say. And then the next time I see them, or they'll email the office, because I don't see my patients very often. It's not necessary that I do. They'll leave, can he talk about this? Can he talk about that? And they always hear me talking or quoting Thomas Edison. And as Thomas Edison indicated, that food is our best medicine. Always has been. And the thing that kept us alive before modern medicine stepped in the way and tried to, build on what Mother Nature had created, herbalists were always the people that... those who were ill or sickly or whatever else would turn to for their care. And there are some very powerful herbs, but there's also some very powerful foods. But in today's diet, the thing I try to get my patients to understand is that it's not that hard to make good choices about food. What is hard is avoiding the non-foods that are presented as foods. So I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about that, and then I wanted to follow that up with some ideas of what would be some good food choices. And these are the things that I regularly talk to my patients about. And, because the diets of healthy people in non-industrialized countries, that we often refer to as third world countries, they don't have refined or denatured foods. They don't have ingredients in their foods like refined sugars or high fructose corn syrup. They don't have white flour in their foods. They don't have canned foods. They don't have pasteurized, homogenized skim or low-fat milk. They don't have refined or hydrogenated vegetable oils. They don't have protein powders. They don't have protein drinks. They don't have synthetic vitamins. And they don't have a bunch of toxic additives or artificial colorings. And yet when we think about third world, we think backward, and we think that there must be all kinds of problems with these people, when in fact, a lot of them are very healthy. So the first and fundamental feature of these traditional diets is the fact that with all the things I had just mentioned, they don't contain industrially processed or refined foods. And, the list of processed food ingredients, including white sugar, white flour, canned condensed milk, canned foods, industrial seed oils made out of cotton seed. I mean, we wear cotton. We don't eat it. And the various corn oils that really aren't very good for the body at all. And when 100 years ago, there were, a half a dozen things that nutritionists were warning people about today, for crying out loud. The list is a lot longer, and I'm talking about, and the things I'm going to talk about now, I'm going to tell you things I recommend, but first I'm going to tell you the things that I believe is destroying the health of the citizens of our country. And while these things fill our bellies and give us a feeling of fullness and satiety, and we keep piecing at these things because the hypothalamus, an organ that is in your brain, underneath the brain, in fact, but a part of the brain, that is constantly watching the blood flow to make sure that the micronutrients that the various organs of our body require for optimal function is present in the bloodstream. And if it isn't present in the bloodstream, then you get these drives, these hidden hungers, this need to peace, because the brain is looking for these things. And if it doesn't get it, it's going to compel you with crazy desires and food choices that may not seem real to you. And you may pass them up because, oh, that, I don't eat that kind of stuff. I don't eat raw oysters. You know, I don't drink raw milk and things like this, even though the brain is saying, I need this, I need this. So first of all, I want to tell you things that when I can get my patients to avoid these things, they just start feeling better. Just like patients who come in who are taking a dozen different prescriptive drugs. And I look at what they're taking, and I said, you know, this drug here is contraindicated in the presence of this drug. Who gave you these? And in many cases, it's the same medical doctor. And I said, well, you know, I can't advise you one way or the other legally what you should do about this, but I'm maintaining that a lot of what you're feeling right now is the side effect of these drugs, and you might want to go talk to the prescribing physician, see if they can get you something else. Now, even with that, because there's not a whole lot of people that I take care of that are on that many drugs. There's a lot of people, most of them are eating the kinds of things I'm going to tell you now you might want to start thinking about avoiding in your diet. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And I'm talking about foods this morning in response to requests from my patients. And the first and fundamental feature, as I said earlier, of traditional diets 100 years ago, when we did not have heart disease, we had almost no cancer, we had very little arthritis, very little diabetes, very little obesity. The thing that was consistent with those diets is they did not have a bunch of industrially processed or refined foods. So here it is today, the modern day. What are some of the things that I know are going to rob you of your health? Well, refined sweeteners, for one thing. Processed sugars, high fructose corn syrup, often just labeled fructose now because the food labeling allows them to do that. Agave syrup, which is way concentrated fructose, not good for the body. Maltodextrin, fruit juices, these kinds of things that show up in commercially made pastries, cookies, donuts, protein bars, condiments, like ketchup. Ketchup is almost 50% sugar. Muffins, cakes, breads, ice cream, all these commercially made foods are loaded with all kinds of stuff that are very detrimental to your health. And then the industrially processed oils, soy, canola, corn, cottonseed, safflower, sunflower, that is present in cooking oils, present in potato chips, snack foods, fried foods, fast foods, salad dressings, mayonnaise, artificially whipped cream, margarines, spreads, and again, condiments. Now, there's healthier versions of these things. I'm going to tell you a source where you can learn about that. Also, white flour, the white flour that are in breads and pastas and crackers and cookies and pastries. These things fill the belly, but they have almost no nutritional content. And so you're slowly starving when you're eating these things. The extruded and the puffed grains that are in breakfast cereals and other products, pasteurized, homogenized milk, low-fat milk, skim milk, all of these are detrimental to your health. If you're going to drink milk, drink raw milk from a reliable source. Artificial sweeteners like NutraSweet and Splenda that shows up in diet foods. The artificial flavors that are a part of commercial foods that come from MSG and a lot of other different things. And almost all processed foods, you're going to find some form of monosodium glutamate present because monosodium glutamate is known to enhance flavor. And so in the processing of foods, what usually happens is the flavorful part of that real food has been removed because it's the first thing to spoil. It's the first thing to go rancid in the processing. So those things have to be removed. And when the flavor is removed, you got to put some other kind of flavor in there. And that's why MSG is usually in there. And then there's additives like the artificial colorings and dough conditioners, preservatives, the modified starches, antifreeze. Oh, yes, there's antifreeze in a lot of your foods. That's present in almost all processed foods. And then the plant-based fake meats and the plant-based beverages such as soy milk, oat milk, rice milk. Milk comes from mammals. Milk does not come from plants. And the foods that contain soy protein and soy protein isolate, these are, again, detrimental to the health. And then foods that have the industrial and agricultural chemicals, the pesticides, herbicides, including those that get inserted into seeds through genetic engineering, in all foods that are not organic, in almost everything anymore that you can buy in a supermarket that's not organic, has the things I just mentioned present in those foods. And they rob you of energy. They rob you of health. They tend towards obesity. I often refer to Dr. Price. Dr. Price wrote the book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, 100 years ago. An incredible book. And as he studied traditional people around the planet. And I'll give you an example of that here shortly. And one thing he found, he called these ingredients that I just mentioned, and hardly any of these were present in his day. They've all exploded on the scene since. Some of them were present in his day, and he referred to them as the displacing foods of modern commerce. Because not only were they low in nutrients, they would displace the traditional foods that were rich in vitamins and minerals. And moreover, many of these ingredients are just overtly toxic. I mean, healthy traditional people never ate these things. But as soon as these foods were introduced into their diets, you know, often by well-meaning missionaries, their health began to decline. Until after one or two generations had passed, they were just as sick as the rest of us, even though they had been great specimens of health prior to that. So when you remove these ingredients from our diets, we need to learn how to prepare our own foods from real whole ingredients, or at least learn to purchase the prepared traditional foods like naturally cured meats, pate, liverwurst, sourdough bread, raw milk, raw cheese, these kinds of things. We're going to be coming up to a break now. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'll get into more of this at the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, one thing you're going to notice when you start to make a transition to a lot of healthier foods is that in time, you're not going to be so tempted by junk food and fast foods as you were before. For example, when you eat plenty of traditional fats like butter, lard, coconut oil, your craving for sweets within a week or two will go right out the window. And a dinner of good quality meat and organic vegetables just baptized essentially in butter may leave you so satisfied that you don't even want that bowl of ice cream after your dinner. And when you eat a breakfast of pastured eggs and clean bacon instead of cereal with skim milk, you're not going to be hungry till lunch or even later, and you're going to be a lot less tempted to get something from some vending machine before lunchtime. So here is a list of some steps that you can take. So, some are easy, some are a little more difficult to make the transition from processed foods into the foods that Mother Nature intended for us to eat. So, and I'll kind of go through them a bit quickly here. This show will be presented as a podcast later on at the Good Day Health Show that you can refer back to. But for processed foods, instead of margarines and spreads, use butter. Put butter on everything. That's what we have eaten for thousands of generations on this planet before there was any heart disease. The earliest records of heart disease in America started showing up in the medical journals between 1910 and 1920. Before 1910, there wasn't any. And cancer, in 1910, cancer was number 10 on the causes of death. Number one cause of death in 1910, accidental injuries, accidental death. So instead of margarines and spreads, start using butter. Get back to the real traditional diets of Mother Nature. Instead of cooking oils, cook in lard, cook in bacon fat. These are oils that don't break down. The common oils that we use now to fry things in break down, turns into trans fats, and are detrimental to the heart. Don't believe that fat cardiovascular disease theory that's still out there, even though it's been disproven many times. Instead of commercial salad dressings, Make your own salad dressing with extra virgin olive oil and various flavored vinegars that are out there. Instead of Cool Whip, make real whipped cream. Instead of non-dairy creamer, use real cream or use real half and half. Instead of commercial mayonnaise, make your own using a coconut oil-based mayo. Now, I know this may sound like a high mountain to climb, but I'm telling you, on the other side of that mountain is abundant health into your 80s and 90s. Instead of commercial dips, make your own dip using a very good organic sour cream and the other kinds of stuff that the dried onion soup or other things that you might want to mix in there. Instead of potato chips, the plain pork cracklings or homemade chips. Make your own potato chips. Slice up those potatoes and fry them in lard or fry them in bacon fat. Instead of the typical kinds of crackers, there are organic crackers out there that are made with olive oil or palm oil or coconut oil instead of the commercial oils that I was talking about. And instead of processed snacks, cheese and salami. Nothing wrong with that. Find a good source of raw cheeses and a good source of salami that's not loaded with preservatives. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Brand new information this Saturday morning about the Titan sub, which exploded, killing all five men on board, as details emerging now about what the Navy knew.
The U.S. Navy suspects a top-secret military acoustic detection system picked up when the Titan submersible imploded. The Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communications with the mothership. I'm Brian Shook.
Lots of folks weighing in on social media about the upcoming fight between Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook and Elon Musk of Twitter. Correspondent Ryan Daniels with a preview of all the action.
UFC President Dana White said on TMZ the CEOs talked with him about what he says would be the biggest fight in history. Musk reportedly responded to news that Zuckerberg planned to start his own version of Twitter by saying he's up for a cage match if he is.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I mentioned instead of the processed snacks, you know, if you're entertaining or you're, you know, watching a movie or something and you feel this need to do this, get some good cheeses. Most grocery stores have a rather decent deli section anymore. And you can shop through and get some really good cheeses. Most of the cheeses that come from France are made with raw milk. That's why French food tastes so good. One of the reasons anyway. And then some salami or pepperonis or the other kinds of sliced meats that do not have the sodium nitrite, nitrate mixtures mixed in with it and other kinds of preservatives. The kinds of things that must definitely be refrigerated so they don't spoil. Instead of supermarket breads, find the different bakeries in the neighborhood that have natural sourdough bread without having to add oils to it. And instead of French fries, make your own oven fries using lard or duck fat to prepare them in. And instead of fast food fried chicken, make your own fried chicken fried in lard. Do you remember when McDonald's French fries were fried in lard? I mean, you'd have to go back to the 60s for this. I mean, it was one of the great American delicacies was French fries from McDonald's. I remember as a freshman in high school, 1964, when the first McDonald's in our neighborhood back in the Washington, D.C. area opened up. And they had the little jingle, 47 cents for a 3-course meal. You could have a small soft drink, a McDonald's hamburger, and regular fries for 47 cents. And, you know, you get the soft drinks at home. You know, you can get the hamburger at home, but you could not get that McDonald's fries at home because they were incredible. And in other stores as well. And bakeries would use it, and restaurants would be using lard, because lard is a very stable saturated fat. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the saturated fat heart disease theory has been shot to pieces over and over again so many times. I don't even know why people continue to mention it. Pastries, cakes, donuts. You kind of want to minimize these as best as you possibly can. But if you're going to eat them, try to minimize as much as you can. But I'll tell you something else. In Utah, the sale of raw milk is legal. There's only one state in the United States that absolutely outlaws the sale of raw milk, and that's Nevada, of all places. I don't know why. I've looked into it, but I can't come up with a good reason why they do that. Half of the states in the union allow the sale of raw milk. A little aside here regarding raw milk. The milk industry does not want raw milk out there to compete with pasteurized milk, because it is absolutely the most delicious milk you can possibly drink. The proteins have not been altered by pasteurization. The fats have not been altered by pasteurization and homogenization. And as much as you may enjoy a glass of milk, if it's pasteurized and homogenized, it's going to mess up your gut, and you're eventually going to have some problems with it. Whereas raw milk, I could go into an entire hour here on just the concept of milk alone, is one of the most health-regaining foods that you can possibly consume. So instead of pastries and cakes and donuts, drink a glass of raw milk instead. Raw milk will last longer in a cold fridge than pasteurized milk. Raw milk does not spoil. It sours. Raw milk will end up souring if it sits around long enough. And that is a wonderful ingredient because of the processes that have already started taking place inside the milk to make it even more digestible. That's what happens when it sours. It's fermenting. It's a wonderful addition to the foods that you cook in the evening that you might be presenting for your dinner. In soups, gravies, sauces, casseroles, whatever else. Pasteurized milk, on the other end, does not sour. It rots because the enzymes that are present in raw milk are destroyed in the pasteurization process. And the milk industry does not want raw milk out there because it will force them to clean up their own industry. Milk is not pasteurized to protect you so much, though it is. Milk is pasteurized to protect the dirty milk that gets into the system. In other words, milk producers that regularly, every day or every other day, have their milk picked up in the big tanks to go to a pasteurization center somewhere, often will let milk through that should not be allowed through. There's pus in it. There's blood in it. There's other kinds of ingredients that you do not want to know is in that milk. And the only way they can protect a bad batch from ruining a good batch is they have to pasteurize the entire batch. It's something to keep in mind. And if you're in a state where raw milk is allowed, I would suggest you start drinking it because, well, on the one hand, I don't suggest you do it because it's very addictive. It is some of the most delicious ice-cold raw milk. I'll take a glass of that to a bowl of ice cream any day. All right, and so instead of industrial dairy products, you want to consume raw whole milk or fermented milk with cream that came from cows that were pastured. And if you go to realmilk.com, you can find out where the stuff is available, realmilk.com. Instead of soft drinks, I try to drink a good dose of kombucha every day, or kefir, or some other naturally fermented beverage. There's a water kefir that's a little thinner than the regular thicker kefir that you can buy in the stores. And then, something like pizza. Oh, you mean I can't eat pizza? No, I'm not saying that. I occasionally have pizza. Occasionally. But save it for a special treat. It's not something you're going to order every day. And if you're going to eat pizza, make sure you order it with a thin crust. Because then you're not getting so much of the white bread and the white dough. But save it for a special treat, just something you're not going to be eating every day. Or make your own. Make your own. And there's different kinds of doughs out there now. They have pizza dough or doughs that are made out of cauliflower, interestingly enough. And if it's flavored correctly, it's hard to tell the difference. And it's not just enough to get gluten-free pizza dough. It's still bad dough. There are cheese crusts, the Parmesan cheese crust. So you have to get out, you have to look around a little bit. But it's very interesting to me when you start getting in to try to provide the best foods possible, the kinds of things that you discover. Now, one of the best sources of information on what I'm talking about is WestonAPrice.org. I mean, there is a lifetime of reading. There are recipes. There are videos. There are brochures. There are articles. Articles on modern foods, articles on trans fats, articles on the problems with soy, articles on desserts and snacks and how to provide good, healthy ones in the home, great brochures on sugar, some of them in other languages, great brochures on soy. And again, it's at WestonAPrice.org, just like it sounds, Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, A-Price.org. And there's great podcasts. There's podcasts on how to avoid refined and denatured foods. There's podcasts on just eating real food. There's podcasts on what happens from the laboratory till the time it gets to the table. And why am I pushing this so much? Because food is still your best medicine. I honestly believe the two major causes of sickness and disease in America is either one trauma that injured an organ or malnutrition. And you just can't substitute some of the minerals that are necessary for life, iron and copper and iodine, with cakes and pastries and snacks and pastas and various kinds of breads, because these things are absolutely, probably 90% or more, devoid of the micronutrition that our bodies need. Heart disease, for example, and I'll kind of wrap up the program with this. Heart disease essentially was unknown before 1910. It was around 1910, 1911, the first article in the New England Journal of Medicine showed up where a cardiologist had discovered on post-mortem autopsy of one of his patients that had died of a heart attack, of this goopy, syrupy, sticky muck that was in the coronary arteries of his heart, of the patient's heart. He was absolutely shocked when he saw this stuff. What in the world is this? Because he hadn't seen it before. Now, to say that today seems kind of crazy, but back then it was unknown. So he wrote this article. It got published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And he said, this is what I found. Anybody else out there see anything like this? Between that and the next 10 years, these kinds of heart disease problems started showing up all over the place. And by 1950, when I was born, heart disease was the number one killer in America. Now, why? What happened? Did some virus from space show up or something crawl out of the ground? No. It's when the traditional breads that our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents made out of fermented grains was replaced by white flour. When you take away the grain, the bran of whole wheat, that oil is loaded with vitamin E. And if there is a vitamin that is absolutely essential to heart function, they all are. But vitamin E is what I consider the vitamin for the heart. Now, I'm not talking about a tocopherol oil. The modern vitamin E products you see in the marketplace today are just tocopherol oils. The tocopherol oil is just the antioxidant that protects the real punch of a vitamin E compound that Mother Nature made for us. So when we went from whole grain fermented breads into the white bread, anywhere white bread is introduced into the world, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, cancer start showing up. Not because the white bread caused it. It's because what is not in that white bread that our bodies desperately need. These are the kinds of things I'll be talking about in future shows coming up here on the Doug Stephan Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Doug and I are going to be getting together here right after the break to continue the show. We'll see you then.
Here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. He's been visiting with us for a long time. I like it when he visits with me because then I can get some of the things that he's been focusing on as we try to improve your health, modifying your nutrition, learn about the evils of processing and refined foods. It's like...
Yes.
The warning, natural foods are the best, what's picked and harvested. This time of year we're getting fresh, well, hard time around here getting fresh strawberries because of the late frost. But there are other things that are coming in. I find it very gratifying to be in the farm, food, and family business at this time of year. So anyway, you can check out Jack every week. The program that's heard on many of these same stations over the weekend, plus the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Dr. Jack, brought to us by the folks who are responsible for helping you lose weight the safe way. That would be Calitrim. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere, and you get the great bargains. Buy a 4-month supply using the discount code Doug. You get 4 months free with 4 months of the product at $279 at toploss.com. Just use the code Doug. Okay, so I see that there's a report on yoga, Jack, and the report suggests that it can help cancer patients cut the risk of the spread of the disease. If you have a twice-a-week yoga practice session, then you're likely to be less likely to get cancer, and if you have cancer, it supposedly helps the cancer from returning. There are 18 million people every year who develop cancer. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Well, it's the food. It's our, I guess it isn't our environment.
But acceptable. Stuff.
Yeah, right. So that's a bit of interesting news. You're always talking about various vitamins, what we need to put into our body to make ourselves healthier than we are. It's not processed foods. I noticed something about your brain health, our brain, all of us. And the way to make sure we have a healthy brain is to eat food that is spoiled. Can I put it that way? Spoiled food?
Fermented is a better word.
You say potato, I say potato. So, but, you know, before the refrigeration, people drank fermented milk all the time. That's what yogurt is, right?
Well, yes. Yeah. That's one of the ways in which they would preserve foods. They'd either salt the meats, or they would ferment the grains before they made the bread, or they would ferment the vegetables that would allow them to last for several days, if not weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Fermenting is just digestion. And so these foods would be partially digested through the fermentation process. Sauerkraut being one of the most common of all.
You like sauerkraut?
I love sauerkraut.
That's right. You used to tell me you had it on your cereal or something crazy like that, right?
Not exactly my cereal, but I would eat sauerkraut for breakfast. Because sauerkraut contains an amino acid called choline that is absolutely vital for the production of acetylcholine, which is necessary for muscle control, circadian rhythm with sleep, with memory, and the ability to get up and move across the room.
Doesn't standard process have something that is acetyl something or other? Do I remember seeing
choline.
That?
They have a choline product.
Yeah.
That's absolutely necessary for muscle contraction, brain.
So is that sauerkraut stuff? You take this?
No. It's derived from a different source.
Oh.
But sauerkraut is so easy to get. You either make your own, and there's some great videos on YouTube as how to make your own. You just want to try to make sure the cabbage, cabbage, because cabbage, regardless of how it has been processed before the cabbage reaches the grocery store, it's covered with a kind of bacteria that actually Mother Nature has made to preserve the cabbage.
All right,
and so let's cut the cabbage up.
Yeah,
if you just cut it up and just go ahead.
No, I'm getting the sauerkraut part of it, but when you get down to brass tacks, maybe it's because our taste buds have been developed around sugar and sweet stuff.
Yes,
but I'm having some yogurt right now. As a matter of fact, yogurt's okay, but some of the kefir and kombucha, however you say it, some of that stuff, it tastes
like
poison.
They've got to be tangy. And including the yogurt. The yogurt's got to have a slight tang to your tongue. If it doesn't, it's just soft ice cream. The real value of the yogurt, the real value of the kefir, if it doesn't have a tang to it on your tongue, so it's got that little bit of an acidic effect on you, the real benefit of it is gone and it's been replaced by sugar.
Uh-oh. Well, I guess that's what I like in there.
Right.
Yum! Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.